Well, good morning, everyone. Thanks for being out here in Hastings, and a special thank you to the Congresswoman, Lieutenant Governor, the Senator, Representative, and of course, Mayor, your city. Certainly shows the civic pride out here this morning. Hundreds of volunteers doing what Minnesotans do best, I think, come together as community, and in this case, prepare for what could certainly, we can't control the weather, we can control our preparation. In the state of Minnesota, our emergency management system has been stood up for about the last 2 weeks in preparation to work directly and take pretty much marching orders from local emergency management mayors requesting help. And we're down here today in anticipation of a crest that will be coming and in the preparation to be able to protect some of our neighbors' homes, sandbagging them, and for us to get an opportunity to see what's out there. So far, because of a near perfect melt, the state of Minnesota is still in some regional flooding. We've got a lot of ice dams on the tributary rivers on Minnesota and others. That will all end up here eventually. So I want to compliment the mayor and local representatives for their proactive nature, for having all the systems in place to prepare for this. I think residents should know again, we're not out of the woods yet. It seems like it's a great day. It's going to be fun to get outside, walk the dog, run in the park. The water's still going to melt and come downstream. So stay vigilant. This is a great way to do it. The city is showing the rest of us how to do it, and I'm just grateful. And it's really good to know we've got a great federal partner who is prepared, has been on the ground on several occasions, ready to do what's necessary. And should situations arise where we need help from the federal government, especially in disaster declarations, we know we've got somebody who knows every foot of what's happening down here, can make our case and get it through. So, Congresswoman, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Governor. I just want to say what a pleasure it is to be here this morning to work with our community. This city of Hastings and the communities along the river around the 2nd Congressional District have done a great job in preparing. The federal government, my office, stands ready to help in any way possible. And we've been getting our hands dirty all week. We've been down filling sandbags in Prairie Island. We've been up in South St. Paul, and today we're pleased to be back here in Hastings. So this is really what happens when we have community crisis, we come together. And this is just an absolute honor to be filling sandbags this morning with our constituents.
So, Mayor?
Thank you. Sure, I would like to do thank all these people for coming and our community for coming together. As you can see behind us, when Hastings calls out, they come. It doesn't matter what level they're needed, they're always there to do what is right for our community. So again, Hastings pride is once again with us today, and thank you, Governor, for taking the time, and Congresswoman and Representative Juergens and Senate Carla Bingham. This is how we create things. They help us do the things we need to do. So we're very fortunate to have them. Thank you.
I just want to say thank you to the governor, lieutenant governor, congresswoman, the mayor, most importantly to the community of Hastings. Bless Hastings and Branchline Church for allowing us to be here, the Salvation Army, the countless volunteers. This is what Hastings does. This is a very tight-knit community, and we appreciate all the help, love, and support. And, you know, it just shows how hardworking and we come together in times of need. And on last week, we did pass a $10 million disaster relief bill out of the Senate. This will be an ongoing discussion, but really appreciate all of the help that the governor, lieutenant governor, and federal government and the Public Works Department, Mayor, your staff is incredible. And so thank you very much for all their help too, and thank you everyone for being here.
Yeah, I would just like to say that I've had a chance to talk to the governor. We're trying to get him the funds that he needs to be able to react to these disasters, whether we're in session or we're out of session. The disaster assistance contingency account sits empty right now. I'm trying to get you $20 million so that you can respond if we need it. And so as we're looking at the river flowing now, it's coming up about 6 to 8 inches a day or more. It has been delayed a little bit, but the floods are still going to come. So it's a hats off to Nick Egger, the Public Works Director here in Hastings, and Mayor Fassbender for the preparedness. You know, every year that this happens, we learn a little bit and we react a little bit differently. And I think you can see that with the well-oiled machine behind us here, the way people are working. So it's great to see the community come out, and it's great to see the community come together for times like this to prepare. And I want to thank all of you for coming.
I'm just really grateful that we've all been able to come together across jurisdictions, municipalities, to make sure that folks here in Hastings have what they need. I know also Congresswoman that you spent some time in Prairie Island. President Shelley Buck put out a call, and the federal government, along with the state and local folks, really answered that call. So we're so grateful that we're all coming together to ensure that Minnesotans are protected, we're prepared, and just really working hard together, and just grateful for your leadership.
Any questions, anyone?
Well, Governor, you mentioned it's been a perfect melt so far, but talk to us about, you know, over the next couple of weeks with the anticipated flooding, you know, in terms of resources, what resources are available and the conversations you're having?
That's right, and these things, it's sometimes hard to see, but I think Representative Green's right that this slow melt-off that's coming, we know, and we're really good at this with river gauges and the National Weather Service to know what's going to happen. There is going to be localized flooding regardless of what happens with the melt. The question is will it be historic levels? So far, we've dodged that. And in preparation for that, it's making sure that the coordination and the emergency management team has stood up. It's also making sure that when you need more, if it includes sandbag fillers, we got some really good manual ones, but we've got some machines that do some of that. We've also got generators. We also have all the things that are necessary. And then thinking about coordinating together on evacuation plans. If we need to get a fire truck on this side of the river once the road closes, how do we go about doing that? So I think those things are happening. Other parts of the state, you start to see the ice dams are causing some problems every day. I would again caution Minnesotans, be careful with this. What can look like a very safe area can rise very, very quickly and become a dangerous situation. Never, ever drive through a road that has water crossing it. That is happening in Greater Minnesota right now. Incredibly dangerous situation. But again, this type of preparation, this type of foresight and being proactive about it goes an awful long way. So at this point in time, we're still charging forward. Again, we can't control the weather, but we can control the preparation, and that's exactly what's happening.
And talk to us a little bit more about the emergency funding that is available.
Yeah, and I really am grateful, and I appreciate the work that's being done here, and there's some of the details on this. Senate passed this out. Minnesota does a good job. We keep a contingency fund in there if we needed it. We had some damage up in Duluth from some of the waves that were crashing. That brought down that account, so it is empty. We need to refill it, and that's the way the law works. I really appreciate there's some real thought going into this. There's better ways to make this contingency account work, and there's some ways to, and I appreciate the trust that goes in. If the legislatures, they control the power of the purse, but if the legislature is out of session, making sure that we have the capacity to move some of that money, because it really is about reimbursing local people. It really is local tax dollars that we're able to get and use more efficiently. So we're hopeful that'll get done here in the near future. We will have the resources. Again, I don't need to tell these emergency managers, they've been through this enough to know, is document everything, keep every receipt, and then we can get this right.
Governor, you've sent aid to Nebraska, and they're under a terrible, terrible situation there. Do you hope that maybe Minnesota farmers then can step into the void that they might not be able to plant this year?
Yeah, this one is, again, it's the neighborliness from this. I think some of you have seen it. We didn't get hit with the so-called bomb cyclone that dropped all the rain and the 60-degree temperatures. My mother is still on the farm down in Nebraska where I grew up, and she, in her 84 years, has never seen anything like this. State of Minnesota stepped up, the Minnesota National Guard. We sent a Chinook helicopter and about a dozen personnel to assist down in Nebraska. I think we're going to have to watch as that situation unfolds. This collaboration among states, Governor Ricketts asked, and Minnesota responds immediately. It's times like this that I think we see the very best of who we are. When that situation comes up, we'll see what happens. There's a lot of livestock that are literally on islands down there that we're trying to figure out. We're using helicopters to airdrop hay and things into them. That situation's still unfolding.